Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Kitchen Garden Magazine podcast, your fortnightly fix of gardening features, advice and chat. Subscribe and follow us now to never miss an episode.
Lettuce talk. Lettuce is one of the easiest and quickest veg to grow, says Rob Smith. So this month he looks at the range of varieties you can try. It really wouldn't be summer without a nice healthy salad or lettuce for barbecue burgers. And with a few pinches of seed, you can produce colourful leaves for months on end. In fact, lettuce plants are pretty hardy and can cope with a light frost. Plus, there are even varieties which will happily grow throughout most winters, even shrugging off the odd snow shower. The humble lettuce isn't just a quick cropper. It can also add bursts of colour and texture to an ornamental kitchen garden, as well as precision straight rows on an allotment. No RHS show garden would be without a grow-your-own patch filled with green, red and speckled lettuce. Lettuce types. Loose leaf. These are for constant harvesting of a few leaves from each plant. Perfect to pick a meal at a time. Plus, they will crop for quite a long time. Varieties such as salad bowl green won't heart up or form a dense plant, just lots of leaves. Crisp heads. As the name suggests, these varieties will heart up to form dense, crisp plants. Normally known as iceberg types in the supermarket or greengrocers, there are red versions as well as green. Most newer varieties of crisp heads are developed with the commercial grower in mind, therefore they need good moisture and warmth to reach their potential. This could be an issue when growing on the allotment, so go for an older variety which will cope better with garden conditions, such as Webb's Wonderful or Red Iceberg. Butterheads. These types produce thinner leaves and more open plants than most other types, yet they can be pretty hardy when young, with All the Year Round and Tom Thumb being two of the most popular varieties. Cos. In recent years, these seem to be taking the top spot for the types sold in the shops and grown at home. These plants have the most upright, crisp, sweet leaves, which are held above the soil, so are less prone to damage. They produce sweethearts and some varieties can be grown outside with cloche protection all winter, hearting up in April and May. These include the gorgeous Little Gem and unusually patterned Speckled Trout. Batavia. These types have the crispness of an iceberg with the open habit of a butterhead. Plus, they are more drought resistant than most other types and have a lovely flavour. Most can also be grown in an unheated greenhouse through the winter and will crop before you want to put your tomatoes back in there in late spring. Relay is a really pretty red variety that's downy mildew resistant. Celtis. Technically a loose leaf type, but normally sown in early summer so that it produces a thick, edible stem that can be peeled and eaten like asparagus. Not for everyone, but worth a try if you have the space. Sowing and planting. Lettuce can be sown directly into the ground where they are to be grown, or started in seed trays and modules first. I prefer the latter, as I only sow a pinch each time, and sometimes you get overexcited when sowing in the ground. You either use loads of the seeds or end up with way too many lettuce and you waste them. Sowing 10 to 12 seeds every few weeks from spring to autumn will normally provide 6 to 8 plants, which is perfect for me, as I can dot them around the garden or leave a small row in a raised bed. Any more and you either have to eat lettuce for every meal of the day or you lose interest and forget to sow more as you are sick of lettuce. If you sow them directly in lines, you want to make sure there is a 25 to 30 centimetre or 10 to 12 inch between rows, and that you space plants about 20 centimetres or 8 inches apart. You can either transplant the thinnings to other places in the garden or add the young plants to a salad while the remaining lettuce heart up or grow bigger. Intercropping. A great way to grow lettuce is between slower growing veg. I usually plant a few between my brassicas when they're first planted out, as you'll have harvested your lettuce before the other plants get too large and cause too much shade. That said, lettuce will appreciate some shade in the height of summer. That's why I plant them around the base of my runner beans. It stops them bolting and going bitter. It's also a good idea to give a little protection from birds and squirrels when you first sow or transplant the seedlings, as they can easily be tossed aside by critters who are looking for worms or other insects. You could use old CDs to scare the birds or ribbon, but that won't stop squirrels. That's why I use old shopping baskets as cloches. You can buy them from recycling centres. Or you could use a bit of chicken wire to form a protective tunnel over the top. Aftercare. Lettuce are a pretty thirsty crop, especially when they're starting to heart up. Make sure that you water them regularly, especially if they're in raised beds or containers, as they can dry out with incredible speed. I like to water plants in the morning, making sure to water around them and not over the top, as the leaves can scorch in the sun very easily. If you notice what looks like scorch on the tip of the leaves, it could be tip burn. This is when the tip of the leaves begins to rot, and it's a sure sign that there isn't enough water available for the plant's needs. So, either water more, grow a tip burn resistant variety, or consider growing the plants more in the shade. Another issue which can affect lettuce plants in warmer summers is root aphid. These little green fly type insects can be found around the base of the plant and on its roots. Telltale signs of an infestation are when the plants begin to wilt and collapse, eventually dying. You need to dispose of the plants and those around it, making sure to grow further crops in a different bed for the rest of the year. Again, dry conditions are what encourage the root aphids, so make sure to water your plants more to prevent major infestations. When harvesting plants which form hearts, don't think you have to cut the plant and take it all. Why not just harvest a few outer leaves from a few plants? By doing this, you can extend the harvest period of the plants and get a few different coloured and textured leaves without having to take the full plant. As long as you leave the central rosette of the plant, you can keep picking for weeks. Varieties. Lettuce aren't just for summer. Don't forget, there are winter-hardy varieties which can be planted in the unheated greenhouse after tomatoes and can be cropped from late winter if you pick the outer leaves or leave them to heart up for April time. Winter density is a popular one for this. I've had mine outside all winter, and they even shrug off a covering of snow and frost. Brighton is also another good variety for growing in the greenhouse in winter, and there is a new little gem type called Henross, which I've been growing this year. It seems to be really hardy. There are masses of varieties to choose from when it comes to buying lettuce seeds. But a few of my favourites include Drunken Woman, Outrageous, the first lettuce grown in space, Winter Density, Marvel of Four Seasons, Bronze Beauty, Speckled Trout, and Little Gem.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe to Kitchen Garden Prime for just $4.99 per month. You'll be getting a whole lot for your plot, including an easy-read tablet and phone edition to read anywhere, anytime, exclusive access to 10 years of digital back issue archives, access to exclusive content from the online allotment, the Mudketeers website, plus the monthly print magazine will be delivered free to your door each month. Head to classicmagazines.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
UK/KG Prime to sign up today.